Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Shaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the savior of the world. And I praise mighty Yah once again for allowing us to come before you to bring to you his great, holy, and exalted works. As my fellow Morays have brought to you, the seven requirements of Yahweh. We brought to you Yahweh's order. And now what we're doing is teaching you things in order, that you might know them, that you might see them, and that you might do them. The scriptures teach us where there is no vision, the people perish. And many of our people are perishing because they don't have vision. And what is vision? Vision is your ability to be able to see not only physical things, but also spiritual things. And a lot of things are not seen because things are being done and taught out of order. When you're out of order, then that can only mean you are dealing with confusion and chaos. So let us start where this began, these requirements in the book of Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter. We're going to read the 12th verse, and I know somebody say, well, there's requirements in the book of Micah, the 6th chapter, the 6th verse. And little do people know that the requirements in Micah, the 6th chapter, the 6th verse, where do you think those requirements come from? They come from the law. We're going to read the law so that you're able to see for yourself where these things come from and what you are required to do. And these requirements are not suggestions. These are requirements. Watch what it says. Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, the 12th verse. And now, Yisrael, what does Yah, may your Elohim require of you, but to fear Yahweh, your Elohim. That's number one. You got to fear Yahweh. There's nothing that you can do for Yahweh. Absolutely nothing. I don't care if you don't eat pork. You might not eat pork. You might not eat meat at all. But if you don't fear Yahweh, it might be good that you eat meat, or it might be good that you don't eat pork, or it might be good that you don't touch certain things and don't do certain things. But if it's not done through the fear of Yahweh, it is vain. The scriptures teach us unless Yahweh build a house, they that labor vain to build it. So in the end, all your laboring is not through the fear of Yahweh. And what is the fear of Yahweh? The fear of Yahweh is wisdom. And wisdom teach us that without honoring Yahweh, we're not wise at all. At all. Brother Mike said, man, I don't serve no JC. That's good. But do you serve Yahweh? I don't serve Yahweh either. Well, that's bad. Watch what it says. And now, Yisrael, what does your Elohim require of you but to fear Yahweh, your Elohim, number one, to walk in all his ways, because just to fear him is not enough. If it was enough, then that's what Yahweh would say. He would just stop right there. But he didn't. Because your fear towards him, your honor towards him, has to be established. You know how many people going around talking about praise Yah, hallelujah, Yah's righteous, Yah's holy, let Yahweh be magnified. But then once you begin to examine their walk, you say you fear Yahweh, but you're not walking in the ways of Yahweh. You walking after your own way or after the ways of the heathen. But this is not the way of Yah. Watch what it says. To fear Yahweh, your Elohim, number one. To walk in all his ways, number two. And then it says, and to love him, which is number three. And if you walk in all his ways, you're going to love him. You're going to love him. But to love Yahweh, which our beloved Moray Naftali brought out in his lesson, to love him means to have affection for him. And you show your affection through your love. Yahweh said, be not weary with the correction of Yahweh, for whom he corrected, he loved. And here it is, Yahweh will correct you, but you don't feel the love of Yahweh, even though that's how Yahweh demonstrates and show his love. He's consistently and constantly correcting you to make you better and better and better and more perfect, like him. Because to serve Yahweh, you got to have a perfect heart. And Yahweh knows you can have a perfect heart like him. You can't be like him, but you can have a perfect heart like him. So number three, love him. Number four and five, and to serve Yahweh, your Elohim, with all your heart and with all your soul. And this was brought out last night, yesterday, very beautifully, that first of all, Yahweh is not an Elohim like anything else. He's not like man. The scriptures teach us man just the outer parts. But Yahweh weighed the heart. He looked on the inside of the man. He searched the reins of a man. And that's why it's so important to love Yahweh, to serve Yahweh with all your heart and all your soul. Because what happens is when you begin to fear Yahweh and then you start walking all his ways, in other words, now When you fear him, you begin to honor him. Then you start walking in his ways. Your honor towards him, it becomes established because now you're walking with purpose. You're not just walking blindly doing things. You're walking with the purpose of I'm doing this to honor Yahweh. Then once you begin to start walking in all his ways, then it says to love him. Now you're not just some machine. Yahweh said put something on your doorpost, so you did it. Yahweh said put something before your eyelids, you did it. Yahweh said put something on the four corners of your borders, or your skirt and your shirt, and you did it. No, you're not just no machine. No, you're doing this because you actually love Yahweh. Yahweh said do these things. So you said, my goodness, Yahweh said do this. I'm going to love to do it. I'm going to do this with affection. I'm going to do this with my heart, which is the very next two things. Serve Yahweh with all your heart and with all your soul. And see, when you begin to serve Yahweh with all your heart, then you begin to see things. And you begin to be separated from things. Because you serve Yahweh, and when you love Yahweh, you begin to hate evil. And people who don't serve Yahweh with all their heart, for some strange reason, they can't see the evil they do. They can't see their evil heart. In other words, your heart is the closest thing to you, and you won't even be able to see your evil heart because you're not even serving Yahweh with all your heart. What you're doing is executing your own imagination of your heart, and you justify it in doing it. Even though you know there's a commandment sitting right there rebuking you, sitting right in the book that's going against you, but you're going to do it anyway. And why? Because it ain't about serving Yahweh with all your heart and with all your soul. And by the time you get to your soul, then your walk manifests it. You ever met a person that able to hold their tongue? You ever met a person that able to hold their spirit? They don't speak rashly. They can sit and just listen. You ever heard a person that seen a person that can control their actions? You ever met a person that's not predicated on avenging themselves and revenge, getting even and just hateful? Yeah, that's what happens when we begin to serve Yahweh with all your soul. The scripture says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Oftentimes, there's a lot of things in your heart, but as long as you don't allow it to manifest itself, Yahweh bless you. And why? Because it was just in your heart, and you didn't allow your heart to trick you. You didn't allow your heart to deceive you. You didn't allow your heart to walk before you. And why? Because the heart is deceitful, desperately wicked, above all things. Who can know it? You can't even know the heart. You done did things you never thought you would do. You done said things you never thought you would say. You done offended people you thought you would never offend. And why? Because of your heart. And if you put in a certain situation, if you put in certain conditions, then your heart really will show you how deep of a well it will go to forsake Yahweh. You don't think you will, but your heart will give you the rationale to do it. And many people are forsaking Yahweh this day. Why? Because they don't know this order. This order should not just be in the scriptures. This order should be before your eyes every day. Put it on your wall. Put it in your car. Put it somewhere you can see it all the time. That way you can visualize it. Elder used to always tell us, if you can I used to put it, old wise saying, if you can conceive it, you can achieve it. And all you have to do is conceive yourself following the various orders of Yahweh. And this is what we bring into you, these orders. And we brought to you the fear of Yah. To fear Yah, which is one. To walk in all his ways, which is two. To love him, which is three. To serve him with all your heart, number four. God, that's what's going to separate you from everybody else. And to serve him with all your soul. And that's when you're going to begin to increase. But what is order number six? In Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, order number six. And this is the sixth thing, the sixth requirement of Yahweh, which is in the 13th verse. And it's no coincidence that 13 is the order of what? Six. And what do it say? Keep the commandments of Yahweh. And of course, and statutes, which is number seven, which I command you this day for your good. This is all for your good. And what do the word good mean? That means this what will make you whole. This is what will complete you. This is what will finish you off. This is what will make you the man that Yahweh is looking for. A man after his own heart. That's what Yahweh is looking for. That's what Yahweh always been looking for. A man after his own heart. And today I'm going to bring to you to keep his commandments. Little do our people know, a lot of our people don't even know what a commandment is from Yahweh. And you need to know what a commandment is, especially since of the requirements of Yahweh, it is order number six. And if you know anything about order number six, it is when Yahweh will command his blessing. And you're going to see how Yahweh man his blessings. We already brought to you the sixth day, how Yahweh will give you double. We brought to you 6 year, how Yahweh gave you three times as much fruit in the 6 year. Fruit for 3 years. You know this. You also know where Yahweh, the sixth, blessed the man, commanded his blessing upon a man named Enoch, who Yahweh said, and he was not, and Yahweh took him. In other words, man never died. Yahweh just took the winning. Because that's what will happen when Yahweh command his blessing. And Enoch was the sixth generation after Adam. But this is what Yahweh would do when he commanded blessing. Here it is in the book of the law. There's five books of the law. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And who was the sixth? What book is the sixth book of the Bible, of the scripture that Yahweh will use? Was this somebody blessed? Was this somebody Yahweh commanded his blessing upon? Sure was. His name was Yehoshua. You know as Joshua. And this is the very man that Yahweh used to bring our people into the promised land. A land that flowed with milk and honey. A man that Yahweh said in the wilderness, him and Caleb had another spirit. This is how blessed this man was. No wonder he's the sixth book in the Bible. But we're talking about this commandment, since it's order number six. And why is it six? Well, you're about to see why. First of all, let me show you what a commandment is. So you can follow along with me with understanding. It's important for you to have understanding. I want to get right to the point. Show you this. In the book of Exodus 34, let us read that first. And this is what it says. Exodus 34, and I'm going to start reading at the 29th verse. And this is what it says. It came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moshe knew not the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. He didn't know that he was glowing like a light bulb. He looked like he might have had radiation. He was glowing so bright. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moshe, behold, the skin of his face shone. I mean, it was shining. And they were afraid to come near him because they didn't know what had happened. We know because he was in the presence of the glory of Yahweh. And that glory came upon him. Why do you think the day is so bright? Because Yahweh's glory. Watch what it says. And Moshe called to them. And Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him. And Moshe talked with them. And afterwards, all the children of Israel came near. And he gave them in commandment all that Yahweh had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. In other words, a commandment is Yahweh speak. That's what he gave to them in commandment. What Yahweh spoke to him. And Moses has finished speaking with them, He put a veil on his face. But when Moshe went in before Yahweh to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spoke to the children of Israel, that which he was commanded. Yahweh commanded him, or Yahweh spoke his words to him, and he spoke it to the children of Israel in commandment. In other words, this is what you do, and this is what you don't do. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moshe, that the skin of Moshe's face shone. And Moshe put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him, talking about Yahweh. Also, in the book of Exodus 25 and 22, right now I'm just showing you what a commandment is. In the book of Exodus 25, verse 16. This is what it says. Exodus 25 and 16. And you shall put into the ark of the testimony, which I shall give you. You shall make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2 cubits and a half shall be the length thereof. 1.5 cubits the breadth thereof. And you shall make 2 cherubims of gold, of beaten work shall you make them, in the 2 ends of the mercy seat, and make 1 cherub on the one end, and the other cherub on the other end. Even of the mercy seat shall you make the cherubims on the 2 ends thereof. Now this will be a total abomination if you let our people read this and teach this, because these are images of angels. Angels that's called cherubims with wings. And these wings faced each other, and their wings were spread out each other to hide the mercy seat. But our people say we can't have no images at all. Not according to this. These are images. Watch what it is. Watch what it says. And the cherubim, 20th verse, shall stretch forth their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings. And their faces shall look one to another. Toward the mercy seat shall the faces of the cherubims be. And you shall put the mercy seat above upon the ark. And in the ark you shall put the testimony that I shall give you. And why do all this? And this is why. And there I will meet with you. See, that's literally how this thing will be. Yahweh will come meet with our people on this mercy. And watch what it says. And I will speak with you from above the mercy seat, from between the 2 cherubims, which are upon the ark of the testimony, of all things which I will give you in commandment to the children of Israel. And what is this commandment? Yahweh's word, what he will speak to us. That's why when Yahweh said, let there be light, there was light. Because all Yahweh have to do is speak it, and it is so. But Yahweh will speak things to us in commandment that we must do, that we must know, that we might come near unto him. And the last scripture, just to show you about a commandment. The scripture says, at the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses. So let's give them to you. Watch this in the book of Exodus 17. in the book of Exodus 17. And all the congregation of the children, the first verse, and all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys, according to the commandment of Yahweh, and pitched in Rephidim. And there was no water for the people to drink. In other words, everywhere they went, they did it by the commandment of Yahweh. So when Yahweh said stop and stay, they stopped and stayed. But then when Yahweh said go forth, they went forth. And Yahweh didn't even have to say these things. Yahweh had a cloud by day and a fire by night. But when the cloud was lifted up, the people know, they knew, okay, we Yahweh saying go. But when the cloud stayed upon the tabernacle, then the people knew this is where we must pitch. And they wasn't led in, by a man. Yahweh led them by a cloud. This is how I knew where to go, which way to go. They wasn't wandering in the wilderness like they was lost. They was wandering in the wilderness following Yahweh by commandment. By commandment. But what do this commandment has to do with the sixth order? Why is it number six? And why isn't it number one or number two? Or number three listed, or number four listed, or even number five listed. Why is it number six? But you're going to see why it is number six. But if you know the order of six, you should already know. Because six is when Yahweh commands his blessing. And what do that have to do with the commandment? Well, let me show you. In the book of Deuteronomy 28, watch what the Creator let us know here. And this is what separates and makes you above everybody. This is the difference right here. Watch what it says. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, the very first verse. And we're talking about the order number six concerning to keep his commandments. Because these are the requirements of Yahweh. Seven different requirements. Because there's only seven different orders anyway. And we get the six requirements, which is not going to be different from the sixth order when Yahweh commands his blessing. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, the very first verse. And pay close attention to this, because many of our people say they keep the commandments of Yahweh. Well, we're going to see if you do or if you don't. And watch what it says. And it shall come to pass, first verse, if you shall listen diligently to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim. Listen to his voice for what? To observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that Yahweh your Elohim will set you on high above all nations of the earth. In other words, this is how you get on high. This is how you get above everybody else. You don't get above everybody else just by talking, just by some slick words. No. You get above people by hearkening diligently unto the commandments of Yahweh. Watch what it says. Because this is when Yahweh commanded his blessing. Watch the second verse. And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you listen, if you shall listen to the voice of Yahweh, your Elohim. And just imagine you listening to his voice to do all his commandments. Watch what Yahweh say will happen. The third verse. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. In other words, you'll be so blessed. In other words, you'll be in the city, and nothing can harm you. You'll be in the city, nothing can overtake you. You'll be in the city, and you can do whatever you want to do because you're blessed. And why are you blessed in the city? Because you hearken diligently to the commandments of Yahweh. Blessed shall you be in the field. In other words, if you're out in the country and you got all this land and you're in the field, don't think you're out there alone and you don't have nobody to help you and people are miles away from you and you by yourself. No, you're going to be blessed even in the field. Blessed be the fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground, the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your cows and the flocks of your sheep. In other words, anything that has a body has a soul. Cattle, it has a soul. Cows got a soul. Your body is a soul. Your flocks are your sheep's soul. In other words, they got souls. They made from the dust of the earth. But only that will be blessed. But the fruit of your ground in which your soul is made from. The scriptures say, dust thou art, and dust shall thou return. What do you think the soul is? Almighty said in the second chapter of Genesis, he formed man from the dust of the earth. And once he formed man, he breathed into his nostrils, and man that he formed from the dust of the earth became a living soul. Because before he was just a soul, but now he's a living soul. Yahweh will bless that soul and bless the fruit of your soul, the fruit of your body, and your cattle, and your cows, and your sheep, all your livestock, including yourself. Blessed shall be your basket and your store. In other words, whatever you bring out, whatever you bring forth, whatever you got to store up, it's all going to be blessed. Because your body is blessed. Your ground is blessed. So surely your basket and your store is definitely going to be blessed. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. No matter if you're coming in or out, you're not going to leave without a blessing, and you're not coming in, coming back in without a blessing. Or you're not going out without a blessing, and you're not in without a blessing. In every type of way, you're going to be blessed. Because the way commands his blessing. No wonder it says to keep his commandments. Because how can you be blessed without keeping his commandments? Yahweh shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee you seven ways. Yahweh shall command the blessing. Then we just talk about Yahweh command his blessing. That's what the six is all about. upon you in your storehouses and in all that you set your hand unto. And he shall bless you in the land which Yahweh your Elohim gives you. Yahweh shall establish you as a holy people to himself, as he has sworn to you, if you shall keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of Yahweh, and they shall be afraid of you. Now, do it look like we are people that keep the commandments of Yahweh? And Yahweh shall make you plenteous in goods, in the fruit of your body, the fruit of your cattle, the fruit of your ground, in the land which Yahweh swore unto your fathers to give you. Yahweh shall open to you his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain to your land in the season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, and you shall not borrow. And Yahweh shall make you the head and not the tail. And you shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath. If that you listen unto the commandments of Yahweh, your Elohim, which I command you this day to observe and to do them. This is why this is number 6. This is the very thing that puts you above everybody. And this is the very thing that brings about the blessings that you say you want. Now, I don't know if you're willing to do what it takes, but I know you say you want to be blessed. And a lot of people go around saying they're blessed and highly favored. Well, how are you highly favored, and how are you so blessed, and you don't keep the commandments of Yahweh? And many of our people don't even know the commandments of Yahweh. Watch this 14th verse. And you shall not go aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other deities, Elohims, to serve them. And I want to read this 15th verse. But it shall come to pass, if you will not listen unto the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, to observe to do all his commandments, because that's what we're talking about, and his statutes, and we're going to get into his statutes tomorrow, which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. And I know you are very familiar with these curses, but you're not familiar at all with these blessings. And you have to learn to begin to familiarize yourself with these blessings. But to do that, you must keep his commandments. And there's a lot of things our people just refuse to do. Refuse to do. You might ask yourself, how do I keep these commandments? Where do I start? What do I do? Watch this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. The first thing you do in keeping Yahweh's commandments, you got to understand when he commands his blessing. And when he commands his blessing, it's number 6. Order number 6. When do you think man was made? On the 6th day. That's when man was made. That's when beast was made. Therefore, when Yahweh commands his blessings, this is the the time in which Yahweh was going to do one or two things. He was either going to command his blessing or his curse. And watch what you should be doing. This is the first step in keeping Yahweh's commandments. Deuteronomy 30 and 1. And it shall come to pass, when all these things have come upon you, the blessing and the curse. In other words, when you begin to realize, like, man, I'm blessed. Well, why is that coming upon you? What are you doing to be so blessed? A lot of people say that they ain't doing nothing. You ask them, what are you doing to be blessed? Yeah, you got a new job, got a new house, got a new car, got new wives, you got this, you got that, you got all these good things. But what are you doing to be so blessed? Since you say, I'm blessed, what are you doing? And they won't be able to tell you not one thing. Not one. There's only one way to be blessed, and that's to keep his commandments. Because if you don't keep his commandments, it says, it shall come to pass when all these things have come upon you, the blessing and the curse. Now, this, we have, everybody understand that when things ain't going so well, things get real hard, things not looking up, not looking good, they don't want to say they curse. But these curses have pursued them. The curses have overtook them. No matter how much they say they are blessed. And watch what it says. And it shall come to pass. All these things have come upon you, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before you. Yahweh set this before you. And watch this. And you shall call them to mind among all the nations where Yahweh your Elohim has driven you. In other words, it's not going to be like these brothers and say you can't keep the law. Because Yahweh commanded us to keep his law. We don't have to worry about no statutes and no judgment. Well, Yahweh commanded to do his statutes and his judgments. We don't have to worry about this, and we don't have to. Yahweh said if we obey his voice and keep his commandments, and these things come to mind no matter where we at. In other words, you begin to start thinking, man, I must be cursed. Look at all the things. Look at our community. That's not blessed when we come in and blessed when we go out. It's just the opposite. And these things come to mind. Now you start thinking about, man, whether I'm blessed or cursed, whether my community is blessed or cursed, whether my family is blessed or cursed, whether this is blessed or cursed. And these things come to mind. Second verse, where Yahweh your Elohim has driven you, and shall return unto Yahweh your Elohim, and shall obey his voice, according to all that I command you this day, you and your children, with all your heart, and with all your soul. And the Moray dealt with all your heart and all your soul yesterday. Let him know that if you don't serve Yahweh with all your heart and with all your soul, you're not about to keep his commandments. Now, it is true. You will keep some commandments. And you're only going to keep some because you're only serving him part-time. And not full-time. And serving Yahweh is a full-time occupation. Not when it's convenient for you. Not when is safe for you, not when you want a blessing, but then sometimes you don't. Because some of y'all say, heck with a blessing, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to say what I want to say. I'm going to act what I want to act. And nobody ain't going to stop me. And what you really saying, I don't want no blessing. I take my chances. And many people are taking their chances every single day. Watch what it says. Third verse. That then Yahweh your Elohim will turn your captivity and have compassion upon you and will return and gather you from all the nations where Yahweh your Elohim has scattered you. Why? Because you return to him to obey his voice according to all that he commanded you to do. And will return and gather you from all the nations where Yahweh, your Elohim, has scattered you. What you think we've been waiting on? We've been waiting on Yahweh to gather us from all the places he has scattered us. We're the only people that's waiting. We're the only people that's been taken out of our land through the act of captivity and never returned. And waiting to be gathered together in the places in which we were scattered. So we are waiting to be gathered where we have been scattered. If any of yours are driven out to the outermost parts of heaven, from there will Yahweh, your Elohim, gather you. And from there will he fetch you. And we don't know what are the outmost parts of heaven. We don't know. But we know it's far away from where you originated. It's far away from what you was promised. But Yahweh will fetch you. Because that's what Yahweh will do when he commands his blessing. If you keep his commandments. Which is number 6. And Yahweh, your Elohim, will bring you into the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it. And he will do you good and multiply you above your fathers. And Yahweh, your Elohim, will circumcise your heart and the heart of your seed, to love Yahweh Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. And Yahweh, look at all the things Yahweh will do when command is blessing. That's why I'm telling you these things. When you keep his commandments, these are all the things that will happen. 7th verse. And Yahweh Elohim will put all these curses upon your enemies, and on them that hate you, will persecute you. And you shall return and obey the voice of Yahweh and do all his commandments, which I command you this day. And Yahweh your Elohim will make you plenteous in every work of your hand, the fruit of your body, the fruit of your cattle, the fruit of your land for good. For Yahweh will again rejoice over you for good, as he rejoiced over your fathers. If you listen to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim to keep his commandments, many times he got to say that, and his statutes, which we will deal with tomorrow, which are written in this book of the law, and if you turn unto Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul, in other words, Yahweh don't have no part time occupations, no part time. All Yahweh's occupations, all Yahweh works is full-time positions. So if you're not prepared and ready to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, then you're just going to be wanting. And watch what it says to let you know it is a commandment in the 11th verse. For this commandment, which I command you this day, it is not hidden from you, neither is far off. In other words, this commandment is right here all the time. Yahweh didn't hide this. Neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that you say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it to us, that we may hear and do it. No, it's not there. Everything you need, everything you desire, is right here before you. Neither is it beyond the sea. No, we don't have to go get the Dead Sea Scrolls. We don't have to go to Jerusalem to get the commandments of Yahweh. That you should say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very near to you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. And watch what he said it is. See, I've said before you this day, life and good, death and evil. But watch what the beautiful thing Yahweh say. Even though life and good is set before you, death and evil is set before you, and you have a choice. You can choose life. You can choose death. It's your choice. But watch what Yahweh commands in the 16th verse. In that I command you this day to love Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in his ways, keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply. And Yahweh your Elohim shall bless you in the land whither ye go to possess it. And it's always a but. See, every order, there's a but. Yeah, let there be light, and there was light. And Yahweh saw that the light was good. His light represents the word of Yahweh on day one. But there's a but. And what is the but? The but is darkness. Yeah, there's light, but there's also darkness. And you always got to know both sides of the coin. There's head, but there's also a tail. And watch what it says. 17 verse. But if your heart turn away, so that you will not hear, will be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I announce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land where you pass over Jordan to possess it. And watch the records that Yahweh lay down. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live, that you may love Yahweh your Elohim, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling unto him, for he is your life and the length of your days. So why would you choose anything else? That you may dwell in a land which Yahweh swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. So as we can see, the sixth order. And what are they again? To fear Yah, to walk in his ways, to love him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. And number six, to keep his commandments. And this shouldn't be difficult at all. This shouldn't be hard at all. Yahweh wants you to choose life. He wants you to choose blessing. And he wants to command his blessing upon you. But you got to keep his commandments. You got to do that if you desire to be blessed. And when you fighting with other people, just know you're not fighting with them. You're fighting with Yahweh. You're striving against your maker, because that will determine whether you will keep his commandment or not. And this is what our people fail to realize. Yahweh is always testing, proving, tempting to see if you're going to keep his commandments. You say you are, as soon as he gives you a little test, a little adversity, something you don't like, something you don't want to do, something you don't want to humble yourself about, you're going to forsake him. You're not going to keep his commandments, even though he wants you to. And show you how blessed you can be when Yahweh commands his blessing upon you. Even if you don't think about yourself, or if you think about yourself, as most people do, just think about themselves very selfishly, why don't you learn to live outside of yourself and think about your descendants, your offspring, or your children, or other people? Because that's what Abraham did. And Yahweh told us to look from whence we were here. From the hole of the pit we were dug, from the rock that we came from under. And let's look under that rock in the book of Genesis, the 26th chapter. And this is what it says. And there was a famine in the land, besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. Yahweh appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell you of. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you, and will bless you. Why would Yahweh do this? Did Isaac keep the commandments? Well, it's going to tell you why Yahweh said he will bless him. For unto you and unto your seed, I will give all these countries. And I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. And I will make your seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. And will give to your seed all these countries. And in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Now, how were they blessed? Well, this is an example of how they will be blessed. Fifth verse. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice. Abraham kept my charge. Abraham kept my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. That's what Abraham did. And since Abraham did these things, Isaac was blessed. And Yahweh will command his blessing upon the offspring of Abraham. And who don't want to leave their children with this great inheritance that all the nations of the earth shall be blessed through them? Who don't want to leave that type of inheritance? Well, let me tell you, a fool or somebody that do not keep the commandments of Yahweh. They're not thinking about their offspring whatsoever. And little do people know, they're not even thinking about themselves. Another scripture that you want to see how Yahweh see his commandments. See, this is the manner in which your blessing comes. It comes through his commandments. No wonder when you start changing your diet and change the way you think and change your behavior and change the way you talk and move, you become blessed. But when you don't change nothing and you think you can talk any kind of way and you think you can do any kind of thing, then you find yourself balled up and not crying. And why? Not because you're blessed, because you refuse to keep Yahweh's commandments. Yahweh says he will command his blessing upon you. Watch this. Love this scripture here. It lets us know in the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter, 37th verse. And Yahweh spoke to Moshe saying, speak to the children of Israel and bid them they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of Yahweh and do them. That's what the fringe is for. But this is what the fringe is supposed to stop you from doing. That you seek not after your own heart. And this is what everybody doing. They just going by their own heart and their own eyes. After which you used to go whore. Here it is, people swerving down. They looking at you, and they can swear up and down you're wrong. They don't even know the difference between right and wrong. They can swear up and down that you did this and you did that when you really did nothing. And why? Because they don't keep Yahweh's commandments. Yahweh's commandments help you to be able to see. If you don't believe me, watch this. I just want to show you this to prove to you what I'm telling you is the truth. Watch this in the book of Psalm 19. Watch this. Psalm 19 and 7. The law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. And we told you what the soul is. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. In other words, you don't have to just go by what we're saying. Just go by the testimony of Yahweh. Here it is, what people talking about. You don't have to fast on the Day of Atonement. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. Well, the testimony, according to the testimony, they doing it. I'm like a fool to go to do some opposite of the testimony, but the testimony of Yahweh is sure. You can take it to the bank. It's a fact. And it's going to make the wise the simple. And watch this. The statutes of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. We're going to get into that tomorrow. And watch this. The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. In other words, it's these commandments that help you to be able to see where you're going. It helps you to be able to see what you're doing. It helps you to see unseen things. Now, you're not just seeing physical things, but you're also able to see spiritual things. But who wants to see that? Spiritual things. That's why the scripture says, put these fringes on the border of your garments. People do it, but they're not looking upon the fringe. They still seeking their own heart. And this is terrible. Also, in the book of Psalm 103, watch what it says. Since we're in the book of Psalms, and we're talking about and discussing order number 6. When Yahweh command his blessing. And in this order number 6, we find to keep the commandments of Yahweh, which is his sixth requirement. And as we can see, in this sixth requirement, it has everything to do with Yahweh's blessing and Yahweh's curse. He's either going to command one or the other. If you keep his commandments, blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground, the fruit of your cattle, the fruit of the cow, the fruit of the everything. But if you don't keep these commandments and don't walk in his ways, cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the field. Cursed when you come in, and cursed when you go out. In the book of Psalms 103, this is what it says concerning Yahweh's commandments. The 17th verse. But the mercy of Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. Watch this. To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. And I'm telling you to remember the commandments. Why? Because you know what the commandments are. You just don't remember them. You just seeking after your own mind and after your own heart. And you just forget the commandments of Yahweh. You know you're not supposed to be cussing people out, but you will. You know you're not supposed to be talking to people like that, but you do. You know you're not supposed to behave yourself like that. You know you're not supposed to just treat people any kind of way. Just because you unhappy, now all of a sudden, you're going to show yourself unhappy to everybody. And show yourself to be a fool. Now you can't do nothing right. Why? Because you're unhappy. You mean tell me, what if everybody is unhappy at the same time? Then nobody would do right. Well, I ain't seeking a date. Well, I ain't doing nothing for you today. Well, I ain't doing that for you today. I ain't doing... Watch what it says. To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them, Yahweh has prepared his throne in the heavens, and the kingdom rules over all. And watch this. Show you how his commandments is connected to his blessings. Bless Yahweh, you his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. Why? Because even the angels, everything got to keep Yahweh's commandments. Bless you, Yahweh, all you his hosts, you ministers of his, that do his pleasure. And what is his pleasure? Keeping his commandments. Bless Yahweh all his works in all places of his dominion, which is what? Everything. Bless Yahweh, O my soul. How are you going to bless Yahweh and you don't do, you just not even thinking about his commandments? Also, in the book of Psalms 111, since we're in Psalms, and watch it says, no wonder are people not blessed. We forgot what it takes to get a blessing. Yahweh said, if you call them to mind, the blessing and the curse, why? Because these are the things tied to his commandments. It says in the book of Psalms 111, the 10th verse, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all day that do his commandments. His praise endures forever. We got to do the commandments, people. We got to do the commandments. In the book of Psalms 112, the very first verse, praise you, Yah. Blessed is the man that fears Yahweh and that delights greatly in his commandments. You got to delight in Yahweh. You got to delight in his commandments. You got to know that his commandments. I see people and they get a so-called blessing. In other words, it might not be a blessing at all. They will borrow something, and what they borrow, they get. Man, this is a blessing. But little do they know, borrowing is not a blessing at all. Our mind just told us that. All that is Yahweh's compassion. All that is Yahweh's mercy. But a blessing is that you don't even have to borrow, period. In other words, when Yahweh commands his blessing, people be borrowed from you and not the other way around. And the last scripture that I want you to see is in the book of Isaiah. And we're talking about the sixth requirement. Was also the sixth order, which is to keep his commandments. And this is what it says in the book of Isaiah 48. Sixteenth verse. Isaiah 48 and 16. Come you near unto me. Hear you this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, there am I. And now, Yahweh and his spirit has sent me. Thus says Yahweh, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am Yahweh, your Elohim, which teaches you to profit. How do you think you got what you got? Which leads you by the way that you should go. That's what Yahweh do. Now watch this 18th verse. Oh, that you had listened to my commandments, then had your peace been as a river, and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. The sea. Your sea also had been as the sand, the offspring of like the gravel thereof. His name should not have been cut off or destroyed from before me. That's what Yahweh is telling us. That's how precious his commandments are. And did not Yahweh tell us in the book of Ecclesiastes, 12th chapter, the 12th verse, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Bless your way, oh my soul, you free.